Everyone is your mirror. Yes, indeed. Everyone is your mirror. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Everyone is your mirror. Now, I received a lovely email from a friend, and the friend is working in Christmas sales and working in a department store. And the friend was saying that with her associates at the store, she doesn't get all excited. She said, when she's working in sales, it looks like you're serving your customers and he is king, yet actually I am in charge as a sales assistant. Even though I'm serving and doing everything for a happy experience, I'm the master of the game. I love the job. I love serving all the different creation, all the different people. I love the one-pointed attention it takes and the one-pointed attention that I give to each being. It sounds as though I'm outside of me, and yet I'm so focused and totally in charge of the situation and centered inside. I realize with customers at work, I'm actually very much myself. Yet, you see, they are not close to me. And yet, I share even my philosophy and am very strong. When being with my fellow mates, with the other employees of the store, for example, I hold back and hardly talk. Mostly, I'm not interested in the talks that are going on. But then the other day, I met some friends that I'd known a long time, and in the evening we talked. We talked up a storm, for we talked about how to live the philosophy, the inner philosophy, right here and now. We had a ball, and we parted smiling and outside, both in and outside, all inspired for life. And I shouted after them open-heartedly, "I love you!" And I meant it. Other times, I could hardly formulate my feelings. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I like me. I like me. I like me. We all have this ability to have a life that's filled with whatever we choose to have. And when we realize that everyone is a mirror of who we are, then we have to get busy on polishing up our inside so that our inside is our outside. Now, I talked to another lady yesterday, and she was telling me how when she was working with some people who were serving her, she was sharing the philosophy with them, telling them about I like me, and telling them how to live a happy life, and telling them what is so wonderful and good about this philosophy at the University of Healing. And she was just all bubbly and all good. And then afterwards I mentioned, now, are you sure that's what you want to do? Are you sure that you want to teach other people our philosophy? Or do you want to live our philosophy? Now, the first girl who was the clerk in the store, she was living her philosophy. She was living her philosophy with the people who were buying from her. And she was just bubbly over with them and just so happy. And yes, she didn't have to be close to them. But when she was close to anybody, what happened to her? What happened to her? When she was close to anybody, then who she really was in her heart, what she was living, was a very difficult thing because she wasn't living what she was teaching. And what she was teaching was to be happy, to say, I like me, to appreciate who you are, and that all the world is your creation, and all the world is a wonderful world, and the world is a wonderful world only if you are able to see it. Now, when you see it, you know it's a reflection of you, and it's, you know that it's wonderful, and you know it's fantastic, but when you see it, what happens? When you see it, it is a reflection of you. And when you don't see it, it is also a reflection of you and your hanging back and your reluctance to live it. Now, we can talk of a storm. Professors can rattle off all sorts of wonderful philosophy and give all sorts of beautiful philosophy, but unless they live that philosophy, it's very meaningless. I often refer to a professor I had at Marquette University in Milwaukee, and he was a most remarkable man. He was a history professor. And he taught this class in history, and it was so beautifully done, so wonderful. He had the largest auditorium in the entire campus, and he filled it from brim to brim. And when he got up to speak, he said, "Okay, now close your books, put your pen and pencil down, and here we go." And he took us into an adventure into history that made history come alive, and all of us sat there spellbound as this professor taught us, no, as he brought us living history. He made history come alive so that each one of us lived each moment of the historical tale he was telling. It was alive for us today, now. It was a now experience, and we were so delighted in it being a now experience that we thought, wow, how fantastic, how glorious. And you know, I don't know, well, most of the other guys did too, but I got an A in the course, a straight A. It was wonderful. It was a fantastic experience. But one of his examinations, in fact, the examination, had one question in him. And he asked the question, "Who is the author of the book, of the textbook?" And a good number of students didn't know it because they were so infatuated, so delighted, so spellbound with his presentation. They never got around to reading the book. Never got around to opening the cover and seeing who was the author of the book. You and I, we don't get around to finding out who the author of our book is very often either. We're so spellbound by the world outside of us and by what's going on outside of us, and we think that we have no control or direction over what's going on outside of us, and we worry about it, and we fret about it, and we feel so terrible about it. And why? Why? Why do we feel that way? Well, we feel that way because we don't live it ourselves. We know it, but we don't live it. Are you ready to live what you believe? Are you ready to stand up for what you believe? If you do, all the world knows it because it shines out of your eyes, it shines out of your being, and the world shines it back. And there may be difficulties in the world, but if you live your philosophy, you are beyond those difficulties. You are untouched by those difficulties because the world looks at you as the love bug. It looks at you as the unconditional love that comes into the world and brings love with it and stimulates love everywhere. Oh, it's grand. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. My friend said, "Herb, is this what you mean? That when I feel good inside, when I talk to my friends and I just bubble over with my philosophy, and when I talk with people I don't know and who are associates with me working in the store, I don't quite feel the same camaraderie. I don't feel the same." And what is the reason she doesn't? The reason she doesn't is because when she looks at these people in the store that she's working with, and she looks at them as peers, and she looks at them as ones who might judge her, and then she shuts up. When she's talking to a customer, she's bubbly. She's telling the customer how wonderful the product is and how wonderful the customer is and how what good taste the customer has in choosing that product and what a fine person that customer is, building up the ego in that customer just like she has it in herself. And the customer is going to say, "Yes, I can afford this. Yes, I choose to buy this. Yes, this is my thing." And it's good for business. But now if she would do this with her associates, just be a bubble, and not care one single bit what sort of an impression she's making on the other people except to be herself and have fun. All of the people who she knows, from the boss down to the janitor, no matter who, all these people would see her living her philosophy and loving her philosophy. And her philosophy is not being superior to anybody else. It's recognizing everybody else just as wonderful as she is, just as wonderful as I am, just as wonderful as we all are. And when we do that, wow, what a glorious world we enter into, what a glorious life we enter into, what a glorious experience this whole story is. Yes, we don't need to work in a department store. We don't need to have people tell us things and have friends we meet. If we always live who we are, if we always be that joy and say, I like me, wherever we are, it will reflect back to us 100-fold, more beautiful, more wonderful than we could ever dream. And don't be afraid that your associates are going to judge you. It's only you that's judging you. For the world can judge you, and if you know you're right, you're untouched. The world can look at you, but if you know who you are, the world has no effect upon you. But you have an effect upon the world because you live what you believe. You live the philosophy of your heart. You live whatever teaching you have accepted for yourself and said, this is who I am. And as you live it, and as you love it, your world reflects back to you exactly who you are. Yes, we can remember that. Everyone is your mirror. Everyone is my mirror. Everyone is me. Why should I be anyone else than me if everyone is me? And I like me, so I like everyone. And if I like everyone, so it is. Great, isn't it? We live in a wonderful world. A world of our creation, a world of our choice, a world of our life, and how great it is, and how great we are. Yes, how great we are. That's what it's all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.